The Friday, April 9th, 2021 meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission, even if on our agenda it says it's still 2020, God forbid. So we are called to order. Before we get to agenda item A, does anybody have any pressing business they need to let us know about? Seeing none, and because we have a fairly big agenda for what we used to call conference calls, we'll just get going. Hopefully we get through this expeditiously. So the first item on the agenda is Engross Substitute House Bill 1261, Mineral Prospecting. This is a decision. Margan, I think that means you're up. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you, Commissioner.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, good morning, commissioners. As Barbara said, Margan Carlson, Habitat Program Director. I know that's a bit formal, but I'm in legislative mode, so got it officially on the books. I think we'll be able to be efficient with your time this morning. We are here, as Commissioner Baker said, to talk about proposed rule changes governing mineral prospecting in the context of our hydraulic project approvals. Teresa Nation, a planner here in the Habitat program, is with me, and she's going to go ahead and walk us through all of the background materials and the consideration and decision points that you guys will need to think about heading towards this rulemaking. There are a couple of points where we pause, and there will be opportunities for your questions. So I think we've got a nice script and plan for you. Anything else, Commissioner Baker, that you were expecting at the beginning before I turn it over to Teresa?
No.
All right. Teresa, I'll turn the baton to you.
All right. Well, here we go. So if you have your summary sheet available, you may want to follow along on it because we're going to go through some of the items that are on that summary sheet. And then, like Margan said, we've got a kind of a script here. So it may sound a little mechanical and you'll see me doing some reading. It's just wanting to cover all the bases for the adoption process and not miss anything that's necessary to cover. So the packet of material that you have that was sent with the summary sheet is pretty big, and that's because these are the hydraulic code rules are significant legislative rules. And so let's review some of those materials really quick. First off, the summary sheet, I'll point out, contains a table that shows the changes made to the rules between the CR 102 version that you saw last January and the version that we're asking you to adopt today. And we'll come back to those changes in a moment. You've got a summary of the comments received, and that includes both general and specific to the proposed rules. And then also some of our responses, or all of our responses to those comments. You have the rule proposal itself, which includes sections of 220, 660 RCW, including 030, the definitions, 050, the procedures, section 300, mineral prospecting, and section 305, section dredging. There's an implementation plan there. It's an item that's required for significant legislative rules. And it just provides a general overview of the staff work that will take place once the rules have been adopted. You've got the final version of the regulatory analysis document that includes the cost-benefit analysis in section 7 and also the least burdensome alternative analysis in section 8. And that document has not changed significantly from the draft you saw in January. So it's just had some minor corrections and a few additions on the timeline, but that's about it. And then there's also the final small business economic impact statement, which is exactly the same as what you received in January. So does anyone have any questions about those materials? Great. All right. Sounds like nobody does. So returning back to the summary sheets, there's a table on page 2 that details the two changes that we made, that we've made to the rule language since the CR 102 was filed. And the first change would just clarifies the definition for handheld mineral prospecting. To specify that, handheld mineral prospecting tools to specify that they do not have moving parts powered by internal combustion, electricity, hydraulics, or pneumatics. And then we also took out the reference to metal detectors. And that was in response to public comments. And then the second change is also another clarification. Rather than listing those specific areas where the Department of Ecology prohibits motorized gravity siphon equipment, the change more generally refers to Department of Ecology's authority under RCW 90-48-615. This revision clarifies that it is Ecology that is responsible for designating those areas, and it also is going to prevent this provision in the rules from becoming obsolete should Ecology amend those designations. So are there any questions about those two changes? It's like Kim Shanahan.
I see a hand, Commissioner Thorburn.
Yeah, thank you, Barb, Commissioner Baker. So I was just curious about the metal detector. Is that because it's got an electric battery or something? What was the concern on that?
Teresa, why don't you take this one?
Yeah, it was, we removed it because metal detectors are not, so that was just in the list of examples of prospecting tools, handheld prospecting tools, but we pulled it out of the example because we don't really consider it a mineral prospecting tool. It's, you know, one might use it to figure out where they're going to prospect, but it's not used for, say, excavating or separating materials or anything like that. So it's not really a mineral prospecting tool. And the fact that it's battery powered means it's considered motorized. And so that would be confusing to people if we left it in there.
Does that answer your question, Kim?
Yes, it does. Thanks.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyone else? All right, so next, if you'll turn your attention to the determinations from the Administrative Procedures Act, and those start in the lower half of page 3. There are 10 items you need to acknowledge, so I'm going to go ahead and read them all to you. Number one, Hydraulic Code Rules in Chapter 220-660 WAC, implementing 7755 RCW, construction projects in state waters, are significant legislative rules as specified in RCW 3405-328-5A1. Number two, the general goal of Chapter 7755 RCW is to protect fish life. The specific objectives of Chapter 7755 RCW are to ensure that hydraulic projects in Washington State are reasonably assessed and conditioned to adequately protect fish life in a manner that is proportionate to the impacts of the projects. All right, number three, the proposed rule is needed to implement elements of ESHB 1261 as enacted into Chapter 220-660 WAC. And the rules specify that a standard hydraulic project approval permit is required to conduct mineral prospecting involving motorized or gravity siphon equipment and to require proof of compliance with the Federal Clean Water Act for this activity as part of a complete application for a standard HPA.
So Teresa, hold on. I had a flash here that somebody raised a hand, but since we're screen sharing, I can't quite see who it is. Are there any questions? Okay, maybe my computer had a question. Go ahead, Teresa. Thank you for pausing.
So before we move on to number four, I'll make a quick note. As reading through these determinations as required in the Administrative Procedures Act, one of the items found in the text of the act itself is a notification requirement and not a determination. And so that requirement was fulfilled in the CR 102 when we published that, the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking. Just so in case you notice that we skipped from B to D, from B in number three to D in number four. So moving on to number four, the probable benefits of the proposed rules are greater than its probable costs, taking into account both the qualitative and quantitative benefits and costs and the specific directives of the statute being implemented. Number five, after considering alternative versions of the rule in context with the goals and objectives of the authorizing statute, the proposed rule represents the least burdensome alternative for those required to comply with it that will achieve the general goals and specific objectives stated under RCW 7755. Six, the rule does not require those to whom it applies to take an action that violates requirements of another federal or state law. Seven, requirements are the same for public and private entities wishing to engage in a hydraulic project. The rule does not impose more stringent performance requirements on private entities than on public entities. Eight, differences between the rule and federal authorities are necessary because there are no federal laws or rules that solely protect all fish life from the effects of construction projects and other work in or near the water. The rule differs from any federal regulation or statute applicable to the same activity or subject matter, and the difference is necessary to meet the objectives of the Hydraulic Code statute. Number nine. WDFW has demonstrated that the rule has been coordinated to the maximum extent practicable with other federal, state, and local laws applicable to the same activity or subject matter. And finally, number 10, WDFW has identified and provided in the regulatory analysis documents the sources of information reviewed and relied upon by the agency in the course of preparing to take the significant agency action. So those are all the determinations. Do we have any questions about those?
Anybody have questions? Don't see any. Let's keep going. Thanks.
All right. Well, we're flying through. On page six of the summary sheet, you will find draft motion language. Are there any questions or comments about the summary sheet in general?
No questions.
Great. Well, with that, we ask you to adopt the determinations and adopt the rules as amended. Staff recommends that the rules become effective 30 days after the CR 103 is filed with the Office of the Code Advisor, Code Revisor. and I just want to say thanks for your directions, patience, and consideration of these of this rule proposal. And that's it.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay, there's two questions. There's two hands up. Commissioner Thorburn, is your hand up preparing to make a motion or do you have a question?
It's preparing to make a motion.
Okay, well, let's hold off just a second then and go to Commissioner Smith.
I'm in the same boat, so I'll be prepared to second Kim's motion.
Fine. Commissioner Thorburn.
I move to adopt the determinations made in the final regulatory analysis as summarized by staff today, and to adopt the amended rules as presented by staff.
Is there a second?
I will second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we adopt the rules presented by staff regarding mineral prospecting. Is there any discussion prior to taking a vote on this matter?
I will just explain that I support this rule. It's required by law. Staff has done Yeoman's work to get us to this point, and that's why I made the motion to adopt.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of adopting the rule as presented by staff signify by saying aye.
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 Nays, same sign. Okay, thanks very much, Morgan and Teresa. I mean, we have adopted the rule and we will go on to agenda item B if there is nothing further on this agenda item. I see Commissioner Smith has her hand up.
Just very quickly, I really want to commend staff for the very thorough and professional job they did on putting this package together. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. All the thanks goes to Teresa. She has done an incredible job. So I'm happy it met the needs.
Thanks very much to you both. Okay,